Audrey Nelson, Boulder-based international corporate communication keynote speaker, yes, trainer, consultant, author with 3 degrees in communication. You can actually see Audrey. For the last year, she's been on the Fox Relationship Expert.
Nice.
In Denver on the Everyday Show. So you've probably seen her on television talking about relationships, and now she's here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Audrey, welcome.
Thanks, Angel and Eric. Thank you for having me on board.
Well, it is very nice to have you. Audrey, Angel wants to know, how should she deal with me?
I actually think I've been listening. She does a very good job dealing with you, Eric.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things she does is so classic and so right on, and one of the traps we fall into with difficult people is she is not a hot reactor. She doesn't react to your little digs and barbs. She comes back. She's pretty even-tempered, and she tackles you head on.
I think I'm going to practice tackling you head on here in just a minute. I'm just kidding, Audrey. So, but, you know, and we're being facetious with the nature of the relationship here between Angel and I, but
right,
this is a bigger issue. There are people who are very difficult to deal with, and I would say that I tend to be one of those quicker reactors.
Right.
So can you help me?
Well, sure. I mean, I call it the Buster phenomena because I name it after my Jack Russell dog who has a cortex the size of a peanut. But if you touch your fingers to your forehead, the size of our cortex is pretty large. And that's what separates you and I from Buster, which is we have the ability to be reasonable. We
yes,
can reason. But a hot reactor, someone who does, you do a knee, knee, knee to me, I come right back and do it to you.
Right.
So, you know, one of the biggest challenges in dealing with difficult people is not to become one yourself. And you want to be proactive, not reactive. So your ability to subordinate an impulse to a value is really the essence of a proactive person. Reactive people are driven by the circumstance I'm in, the conditions, my environment. So it's difficult. And I will say this for your listeners. There is not a workplace I have met in my 30 years of consulting internationally and in 49 states here in the U.S. There's not a workplace that doesn't have difficult people.
Absolutely.
And some of my favorites, I mean, nobody will get through their work life career without meeting at least one, if not a couple, of bullies. And when I conduct my training and dealing with difficult people, I always start out with a bully. But we got other ones. We have the drama queen. We have the know-it-all. One of the ones I think is interesting, and I call it the Jerry Springer phenomena. You know, why do people watch that show where they have bouncers and people, women and men, everybody starts fighting with each other and pulling hair? And
because it makes us feel better about ourselves.
You got it. Exactly. So there's people who like to stir the pot.
Right.
You know, it's sport. I'm going to sit back and watch you and him fight. So, but we have many choices when we're dealing with difficult behavior from other people. And one of the things that's real important to remember is that behavior that is reinforced is more likely to be repeated. And these are behavior modification principles that we've studied, research. I mean, I do this when I train my Jack Russells on the trail. We can do it with our dog. We can do it with our teenagers. We can do it with difficult people. Well, how do I reinforce difficult behavior? So someone says to me, oh, God, I just wasn't that organized this week, and I didn't get the numbers together for that report. And you say, oh, it's all right. Let me jump in and I'll help you. I'm rewarding the difficult behavior. Then the person internalizes it and goes, wow, I don't need to meet deadlines because I can always count on her to jump in. You know, a different reaction might be, wow, I am so sorry that you were not organized this week. That's going to be tough for you to come in this weekend and work overtime to pull those numbers together.
Right.
So, you know, you have to be able to set boundaries to not provide the payoff. Another one I want to suggest that I think is important for teens to hear in dealing with bullies, for the rest of us bullies in the workplace, is choosing to do nothing is doing something.
That's right.
And we are almost like a silent partner. And in my compliance training that I do in prevention of workplace and sexual harassment, you know, I tell people, if you're in the room and somebody does something to somebody that is inappropriate and wrong,
come on now.
If you don't speak up, you're a complicit, you're going along.
Amen.
And we call it go along to get along.
Yep, yep, you are spot on, Audrey, and I think that you see it in every workforce, every place out there. I've got about a minute left. Can you give us maybe a top one or two things that we can do today to make a positive impact in our workforce?
Absolutely. First, step back and assess the situation. Ask yourself, I always tell people, you cannot disarm the game unless you understand the game. So sit back and say to yourself, what does this person get from doing this behavior? Do they get attention? Do they get out of work? Do they get their way? Those are the top three. Then you have to stop providing it. Secondly, and this always concerns me when I work with clients because people begin to feel powerless, it's important to recognize you always have a choice. You have three choices. You can live with it, which some of us say, love my work, love the people I work with, can't stand my boss, he's a bully. I can choose to live with it. Secondly, I can choose to try to fix it, change it. And the third choice, tough one, particularly in our economy, but the economy is bouncing back, I could choose to leave it. So those are three choices we always have. Mm-hmm. We get psychological blinders on. We feel stuck sometimes when we're dealing with difficult people. Mm-hmm. And I'll just throw one more in there.
Sure.
Everybody wastes their time because we go there. It's human nature. We're basically lazy. We try to change other people. Really what you need to change, because you have no success there. Difficult people tell you, honey, what you see is what you get. This is who I am. You know, they're not going to change. So you need to figure out how you can change. If I change my behavior, it impacts the whole system in interaction with the other difficult person.
Absolutely. Check out Audrey Nelson on the Denver Everyday Show. She's the relationship expert. And you know what? She's worked with many large organizations, including
me.
The U.S. Embassy.
Oh, them too.
And Eric. Audrey, give some contact information to our listeners to follow up with you, would you please?
You bet. Just contact me on my website, www.audreynelson.com. If you Google Audrey Nelson, I come up first.
I love
that. Love that. You